Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay, let's unpack this. We've got some really fascinating sources here today.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pointing towards a pretty major event where traditional finance meets crypto.
Yeah.
We're talking about the recent IPO of Circle.
Right, Circle. If they're in the crypto space, you definitely know them. They're the company behind USDC, you know, one of the absolute biggest stable coins out there.
Exactly. And this wasn't just like another tech company going public, was it?
No, not at all. The sources make it clear this was different. This was a genuinely crypto native business making a huge splash on the U.S. stock market.
Huge splashes, right? What were the numbers again?
Well, the sources tell us Circle raised a massive $1.05 billion. They priced 34 million shares at $31 a piece.
Wow.
Which gave them a valuation of roughly $8
billion. $8 billion. I mean, that puts it right up there as one of the largest IPOs we've seen in 2025 so far.
Definitely.
It really feels like a landmark moment, you know, showing how that line between Wall Street and crypto is just getting blurrier and blurrier.
It really is.
But here's where it gets particularly interesting, maybe even a bit surprising based on these sources.
Okay.
This whole event, it's not just about stablecoins. Apparently, it sends ripples out into some, unexpected corners of the crypto world.
You mean like?
Including the, let's say, often chaotic and high energy space of meme coins.
Meme coins, huh? That does seem a bit counterintuitive, doesn't it? Right. I mean, a company built on stability, USDC, going public, and that somehow impacts assets pretty much defined by, you know, wild volatility and community hype.
Exactly. But that's precisely what these sources are exploring. So our mission for this deep dive is really to pull out the most important nuggets, the key insights about what Circle's IPO truly means.
Okay.
Especially looking at how it touches, believe it or not, the meme coin sector.
Got it. So where do we start? The sheer scale of the traditional finance involvement seems like a good place.
Yeah, I think so. The sources really highlight who was behind underwriting this offering.
They really emphasize that, yeah. This wasn't some quiet niche debut. We're talking about major Wall Street heavyweights.
Right.
JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, they were involved as underwriters.
Wow.
Having that kind of institutional backing for a crypto company, well, it's not just a footnote, it's a really powerful signal, you know? Mainstream acceptance, validation for these crypto native businesses.
Okay, so when giants like JP Morgan and Goldman put their stamp on a company like Circle, what does that approval really unlock for the broader crypto space?
Well, it adds a pretty significant layer of legitimization. I mean, the sources suggest this kind of event can really pave the way for accelerated development across the whole ecosystem. Whether that's building out new infrastructure, making existing protocols better, or importantly, expanding how stablecoins are used, maybe within DeFi, for instance.
Right, DeFi, decentralized finance.
Exactly. Those applications running without a central middleman, often on smart contracts. This IPO basically tells the traditional financial world, look, these crypto businesses are serious. They're compliant. The players worth engaging with.
Okay, that makes sense. And speaking of compliant, the sources also seem to strongly connect the timing of this IPO to what's happening with regulations right now.
Yes, absolutely. Circle going public lines up really neatly with what the sources describe as a, let's say, more favorable U.S. regulatory climate for crypto, or at least movement towards one.
Favorable how?
Well, they mention specific things like proposals such as the Genius Act that's aimed specifically at creating clearer rules for stablecoins.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something Circle has you know, apparently been advocating for quite a long time.
And why is that kind of regulatory clarity? Why is that such a big deal for the market as a whole?
Oh, it's huge. Because regulatory certainty, it just dramatically reduces risk. It cuts down the uncertainty for everyone involved. It makes the entire space more attractive, more accessible, frankly, to much deeper pools of capital.
You mean like institutional funds?
Both institutional funds and individual investors, yeah. When the rules of the road are clearer, these crypto-native firms can operate with more predictability. And that's just essential for growth and crucially for attracting that traditional investment.
Okay, so we've got this picture emerging.
Hmm.
Major Wall Street backing, positive signals on the regulatory front.
Mm-hmm.
It's all creating a more legitimate, maybe more stable environment for crypto, mm-hmm. starting with Circle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's make that jump you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
To the seemingly completely unrelated world of meme coins.
Okay.
The sources definitely acknowledge the contrast, right?
Yeah.
Stablecoins like USDC are all about preserving value, keeping things steady.
Yeah.
Meme coins, on the other hand, are driven by community, by social trends, by, frankly, massive volatility. They're almost polar opposites in purpose.
Worlds apart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the argument in these sources is that Circle's IPO, this big institutional moment, it subtly shifts the landscape for meme coins too.
They basically lay out three key ways this connection seems to work.
All right, hit us with the first one.
Okay, the first is simply what they call market legitimacy flowing downstream.
Okay.
So Circle's IPO, because it's such a major financial event underwritten by these titans of finance, it firmly plants crypto on the mainstream stage, more than before, maybe.
Right, more eyeballs.
Exactly. It naturally attracts increased attention from traditional investors, sure, but also financial media, the general public, attention across the board to the whole crypto ecosystem.
Huh.
And as crypto as a whole gains more legitimacy from events like this, that rising tide, believe it or not, apparently lifts some of the more speculative boats, too.
Including meme coins.
Including meme coins. Yeah. So the idea is that the credibility earned by a stablecoin giant going public ends up kind of rubbing off, even indirectly, on assets much further down the risk curve.
Huh. That's interesting. Does it apply to all meme coins equally?
Well, the sources note it's maybe particularly relevant for those meme coins that are trying to incorporate a bit more than just pure hype.
Like what?
They talk about the rise of on-chain intelligence tools,
mm-hmm.
you know, platforms designed for traders who actually want some data to back up their decisions, even in speculative markets.
Ah, okay.
So as more attention floods into the space after something like this IPO, the demand for more sophisticated tools that bridge that gap between pure sentiment and actionable data, the demand gets much higher, even for navigating meme coins.
That makes sense. If more, let's call it serious, money and attention are potentially coming in, even traders in the meme coin casino might start looking for, I don't know, better information, more structure.
Precisely. Which leads nicely into the second point.
What's the second impact then?
The second point focuses on the evolution of the traders themselves, smarter traders, stronger tools.
Okay.
The sources suggest that as the overall crypto market matures, driven partly by that regulatory clarity we talked about and the institutional involvement, the typical retail trader is also getting more sophisticated.
You think so? That's the argument. The idea is that the days of just blindly following hype, maybe they're giving way, at least for some, to a demand for data-driven insights, for more risk awareness, even when trading really volatile stuff.
So they're looking beyond just like Twitter trends and basic price charts.
Exactly. The sources highlight the kinds of information these, let's call them evolving traders, are looking for. They want real-time data on new token launches, often across different blockchains, Solana, BSC, places like that.
Like launchpad monitoring.
Yeah. They look for what's called alpha signals, you know, information that might give a trader an edge.
How do they find those?
By tracking influential wallets, sometimes called KOLs, key opinion leaders, or the big holders known as whales, and also identifying potential insider activity, like who's buying early.
Yeah.
And they also want tools to sort of profile a token's health before they jump in, checking things like, is the liquidity pool healthy, LP health, or looking for patterns that might suggest a potential scam, like a rug pull, all by analyzing what's happening directly on the blockchain, the on-chain behavior. These kinds of data points allow for more informed decisions, even if the underlying trade is still highly speculative.
That shift towards more data-backed analysis, even in a space known for, well, pure speculation, that feels like a pretty significant development.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the third key impact? How else does Circle's IPO connect to meme coins, according to these sources?
The third mechanism is about capital rotation from stable to speculative.
Explain that.
So as stablecoins like USDC become more widely accepted, more integrated into the core infrastructure of things like DeFi platforms and DEXs.
DEX being decentralized exchanges.
Right, those platforms where you trade crypto directly peer-to-peer, no central intermediary holding the funds.
Okay.
And IPO, like Circles, basically accelerates that trend, right? It boosts trust, it opens doors for potential new integrations. So you naturally end up with more USDC just circulating within the crypto ecosystem itself.
Okay, more stablecoins floating around. And where does some of that increased stablecoin liquidity tend to flow, especially when traders are looking for higher returns than stablecoins offer?
Well, according to the sources, some portion of that stablecoin capital inevitably goes searching for higher yields or exposure to assets with, you know, much greater potential upside, which often leads it towards higher volatility, potentially high reward assets.
Yeah.
And that category certainly includes many meme tokens.
Ah, okay.
So more accessible, more trusted stablecoin liquidity just sitting there in the system provides more potential, let's call it fuel, for speculative movements.
Yeah.
And
right.
platforms that can help traders track this capital flow, identify where momentum might be building, they become pretty valuable in that context.
Okay. So let's try and bring this all together then.
Mm-hmm.
Circle's massive IPO, backed by these huge Wall Street names, it's definitely a major milestone.
No doubt. It signifies serious institutional validation for crypto businesses. A big stamp of approval.
And the sources really tie this strongly to the timing, right? Coming alongside a more constructive regulatory environment.
Exactly. Highlighting efforts like that Genius Act for stablecoin clarity. The point being, this reduces uncertainty and it encourages that traditional capital to engage more deeply with the whole crypto space.
And then, perhaps surprisingly, all of this mainstream legitimization, this regulatory progress, it has these tangible effects that actually trickle down, influencing the meme coin sector.
Yeah, in those three key ways we discussed.
Right. Providing that sort of general market legitimacy boost, driving the demand for smarter tools as traders maybe get a bit more sophisticated.
Right, the data-driven approach.
And potentially fueling some speculative movements just through increased stablecoin liquidity circulating in the system. Capital rotation.
And the sources point to the emergence of those on-chain intelligence tools we mentioned, the platforms helping traders track launches, monitor whales, assess token risks using data.
Yeah.
They see that as a clear sign of how this evolving landscape is changing even the approach to trading meme coins. It sort of illustrates that data-driven angle the sources are highlighting.
So ultimately, the argument from these sources is that Circle's IPO isn't just about Circle, or even just stablecoins. It's a powerful signal of the crypto space, kind of maturing.
Yeah.
Professionalizing.
Yeah, professionalizing is a good word. And this professionalization, it impacts everything from the established, you know, blue chip tokens all the way down to the earliest stage, most speculative meme coins.
It really suggests the market is, in a way, growing up.
It does. And that the strategies for participating, even in those really speculative corners, probably need to evolve too.
So, okay, here's a final thought then, something for you listening to consider as you process all this information.
Mm-hmm.
If these sources are right, if we're actually seeing a new era of, let's call it professionalization, arriving even in the wild world of meme coins, what specific skills or maybe what insights do you think will become most valuable for navigating this next chapter of crypto?